Well, greetings, saints. Many blessings to you. Thank you for joining us for the Unleavened Bread Bible Study. Father, we ask your grace today to give us more and more understanding of these things to come and what you want us to pray against. And Lord, please put your people into the warfare mode and cause them to come against a lot of the slaughter and destruction that's out there. We ask you in Jesus' name, Father. Amen. Well, all right. I'm going to talk to you today about civil war in the U.S. And I have a revelation here, but first I want to point out to you that something that we have received consistently for a long time in our morning prayer meeting is that the deep state will be used by God to bring down apostate Babylonish Christianity in the United States, especially the leadership. And I believe that they're going to target them, as Babylon did the apostates, with fire and pestilence and famine. And at the same time, we have received that Cyrus Trump will continue to conquer the Babylonish deep state. That's strange. How can these two work together? But since both of these we know to be true, there can be but one scenario where these things can both happen, and that's a civil war, which I believe we are in right now. It's more covert than overt, but it's still there. And the battle is between, of course, the elite radicalized left-wing globalists, mostly Democratic Party, Muslims, MS-13, Antifa, perverse sexual groups, anarchists of all kind. And, of course, on the other side is the patriotic Christians, right-wing, and the party. So, do we got any proof of this? I think so. Here's a word given to Ken Dewey, and he called it Walls in America, and it's about civil war. A confirmation to something that we've actually, you know, had on our site for a while. He said that this word can be read on his website, and he gives a link there to that. He said, I woke up in the early morning, turning in bed, as I looked at the clock, and it read 2:22. Well, 2 is the first number of division, isn't it? And Proverbs 2:22 is a revelation, I believe, concerning this. I'm going to give you 21 and 22. For the upright shall dwell in the land, and the perfect shall remain in it. And here's 2:22. But the wicked shall be cut off from the land, and the treacherous shall be rooted out of it. Well, aren't you glad that God is in control? Thank you so much, Father. I said to myself, what does this mean? And I think he's talking about the 2:22. I've always been aware that God speaks in numbers with special meanings in the Scripture. And I got out of bed and went to prayer, and this is what I heard. Look at the first 2 days of creation, and see, I did separate light from darkness. And that's really what this is all about, isn't it? The most important is separating the light from the darkness in the church, because that's God's creation mode in our time. He is creating a body of believers, and he is separating them from the darkness. And it can take trouble and tribulation to do that, because people don't fear the Lord. They fear their religion and their associates and don't want to displease man. But the problem is, you know, they're displeasing God because His word is clear on so many things and it's being ignored. And He's moving now to build His church with the pure truth because we're running out of time. Amen. So He said, I did separate light from darkness and waters from waters. I separated the land from the firmament and made heaven. And He said, I will move the two, earth and heavens, and I will bring awakening. Yes, thank you, Lord. You know, during the midst of this war, I believe we're going to end up seeing signs and wonders and awesome things of the Lord to help people who are seeking a refuge to know where God really is. He's not in the dead religions of Christianity. He's going to be in this power move, which really isn't going to align itself with any dead religion, thank God. He said, I will be known by men to be the Creator. Men have not believed or wanted to believe that I exist, and now I will show them my creative power. And I will shake everything that can be shaken, and they will be forced to see me. And we've learned that this shaking everything is clearly written in the Word, and it speaks about a time when the earthquakes split the country from many dreams and visions that we've had. And I believe they'll be a part of this judgment, and I do believe that they're going to happen at the time when the man-child is coming, or Jesus is coming in the man-child, more correctly. See that 20 divided by 2 is 10, and then add the numbers 10 and 2, and you have 12. 12 is the number for my governmental perfection. 10 is the number of completion and of testing. And it's also the number for the law, right? Keeping God's law. Not as in Old Testament law, but the word of the Lord. I move now to bring men to see my government. Oh, yes. You know, we've had so many revelations here lately about God raising up the new government for the church, the man-child, as a parallel to the new government in the world, which is Trump, Cyrus, seeking to bring down the very, very corrupt left wing. And I am the Lord, and besides me there is no other. Well, you know how we can prove that is that we get answers to prayer. The Satanists have, I think, three times now joined together worldwide to try to curse Trump. And, of course, they have to tell you what they're doing before they do it. And, of course, the Christians stood up and denied that and cast it down, prayed against it, and it didn't actually happen, did it? Well, I hope that wakes a bunch of them up, because the real God is the one who's in control and the one whose children speak for Him and bring things to pass. You know, what we bind on earth is bound in heaven. What we loose on earth is loosed in heaven. The Lord's given us authority. If we don't use it, we will lose. There's so many Christians out there that are so busy in their daily life, they don't take time to pray. First of all, they don't believe in prayer. They don't believe it has power. They don't know how to pray. You know, Jesus said, all things whatsoever you pray and ask for, believe you received them, and you shall have them, right? So we need to know how to receive answers to prayer. He said, believe you have received them. You have to believe you have authority and then exercise it. And the Lord said to him, I am your only God, and I rule, and none can speak or correct me. For I am your God alone, and I will soon take back my earth from men who have tried to strip it from me. Truly, Satanism has taken over the deep state government, the elite, etc., and they've been maliciously you know, murdering people around the world. It's part of their agenda, right, to not only sacrifice to Satan, but cut down on the population. And they have no heart or no conscience. It's the same with the faction in the church, no conscience whatsoever. The same spirit in the Muslims, no conscience whatsoever. So you see the deep state in empathizing with the Muslims because they want them to come into the country and vote for them, keep them in power at all cost, even it destroying all of America. They have appeased them and they have received their spirit. Because Satanism and Islam, radical Islam that is, have the same spirits, which is witchcraft, faction, anger, unforgiveness, etc. Men have moved against me, too, both male and female, and I will move to complete my work for all to see. I will reveal my reasons for making two, male and female, and all will know the difference in my two. Well, amen. You know, the church needs to be a demonstration of obedience to the place of both men and women in the church. They need to be a demonstration. That's sad that most of the church is so backslid that they don't pay any attention to these rules and they overrule them. And for that reason, God is chastening. See that there are now two walls in America. There is the border wall, which many do not want. And then there is another wall built right across America, dividing the land. The boundaries were plain to see in red and blue. Well, we can see that now, you know, the right and the left wing, right? The boundaries are that. And I'm not saying Republican and Democrat necessarily, because there are some people among the Republicans who have been bought out, threatened out, blackmailed in order to cause them to be left wing. So, I mean, this last election seems to have thinned them out somewhat in the Senate, especially, which is the most important wing there, which can overrule a lot of the craziness coming out of the House. And, of course, they're putting on a show in the House, and they're definitely pushing cheating. And all this is going to be found out, of course, which is going to make more division. Okay, Stark, standing out in the vision, the wall was plainly built and men would fight over it. And I believe he's talking about the wall of division between the blue and the red. I want to say that the blue is in the minority and they don't believe in democracy. They shouldn't be called Democrats for sure. They don't believe in democracy. When the majority have spoken, they don't care. They'll rail at you because you don't think the way they think. That's exactly the way the faction in the church is acting. Okay. And so they don't believe in democracy. They're communists. That's what they are. And they're anarchists. They're rising up against. You know, the seeds of anarchy were plainly sowed by Obama and everybody he was around. And when he was so-called ordained, he and his whole family were wearing the colors of the anarchy flag, black and white. I mean, not black and white, black and red. And so he said he was going to bring change. And the change, of course, was communism. And how ironic, you know, that the division of right and left is partly over the border wall. Because the left wants it to stay open so they can flood the country with people that agree with their leftist theology, who will vote and will overcome the right wing. So they're definitely going to fight to keep this wall from being built. And in so doing, they're going to cause a wall. I remember Dimitri Dudeman saying that the Civil War would rise up because of communists would rise up and fight against the government. Well, it's happening, isn't it? He said, while I heard the above words, I saw a vision and heard sounds. This is what I saw and heard. The sound of rumbling of war machines, guns, and bombs. I saw the bullets flying over the dividing wall in America as the two sides fought. And I heard then the words, civil war fought, men dying, blood in the streets. This caused me to remember again the several times now that I've heard the Lord speak before about civil war coming again to America. Yes, we have quite a few of them on our site too. In the end of these words and visions, I sat there knowing that we are entering right now into a very dangerous day in America. The time is very short for this nation. America's land will never again be the same as it has been, but is changed by another civil war. Yes, again, it's a sad thing, but I knew that the second war was to be much worse than the first. Oh, Lord. And would leave the nation divided into parts. Yes. Well, we can see such a polarization here between the right and the left. And generally, the right doesn't stand up and rail and scream and do all those things as nearly as loud as Antifa and that bunch. But, and it's because well, the Satanism is mostly on the left, and it's invaded the government of Obama and Hillary, and they're quite in agreement with that. He went on to say, I've seen America ceasing to be America as it is and becoming a battleground which would divide into pieces or sections. Unlike the first Civil War, this new Civil War will divide permanently men from men, land from land, and there would be separate governments arise from the aftermath. Many will arise to fight again for freedom. They will have their place, but those fighting against freedom will also have their place. Yes. Do you know that God uses both the right and the left? He uses vessels of honor and he uses vessels of dishonor. And I'm not saying everybody on the right is a vessel of honor, nor am I saying everybody on the left is a vessel of dishonor. But God uses the left as he's going to use them. He's going to use them to chasten apostate Christianity. First of all, he wants to set people free from this bondage to religion, dead religion that has nothing to do with original Christianity. The Lord promised a curse on those who would add to his word, and he promised another curse on those that would take from his word. So he still means that, and they have done that. They ignore his warning, and they have continued to do what's contrary to his word and contrary to our covenant. They are not keeping the covenant. Therefore, he doesn't have to keep the covenant with them. America will never be as it has been, united again, but it will divide and be less than it has been in the past. Like the Soviet Union divided and fell, so will this nation. I don't believe the complete fall of America is going to happen until the end of the tribulation period. I still believe those verses are for that time. But I do believe a civil war can lead us to that time. And that's what Dimitri Dudeman spoke to. And he said, I have spoken this word as I have heard it. Lord, help your people who believe to come up under you and live in the secret place, for there will be no place safe besides you. The desert prophet. Mm-hmm. Okay, I believe that there is no place outside of God. And of course, God's people who know him are going to flee for the safety of Psalm 91, of the Passover lamb, etc. One thing about opposition, tribulation, hatred, evil, it drives people to seek the Lord. And I'm convinced that we're going to have a great revival in the midst of all of this. A great revival. We thank you, Father, for that. We call for it. We invite the Lord Jesus to come and rule over us and guide us through these days ahead. And we ask it in Jesus' name. And then I received today a dream from Matt Stewart about pretty much the same thing. He had a dream that it seems to me that the deep state is going to try for a false flag attack on the Russians again to try and start a world war in order to distract from their evil works and their cheating and make money for the elite. Because, Trump is drying up their resources, by the way, and war is one way that they replenish those resources and also get rid of a lot of people they don't like. So this is something I believe to some extent we can pray against, okay? And I will exhort you to pray about that. If you get anything, let us know. But at the moment, I'm praying against it. I know there's a war coming. It's the second seal in Revelation chapter 6. But it don't have to be now. And I think we should permit it. Well, anyway, here's Matt's word. He said, Hi, David. The Lord gave me this dream on 11/12/18. The dream started like this. Several of us, Greg and Gabe and Anna and myself and a few others I did not recognize, were in a foreign country. And none of us knew where we were, but I knew in the spirit that it was Russia. We were all walking down a road towards the center of a city, and we all came to a stop. But I noticed that the road continued on towards the center of the city and came to a roundabout. In the center of the roundabout was a water fountain feature, and there were cars and people walking around this roundabout. Then Gabe said, we should go to this restaurant over here. The restaurant was off the road a little bit and to the right. Well, right is a good thing, usually. Many dreams have likened UBM to a restaurant. And in Russia also there are restaurants, I believe, spiritual restaurants, to partake of God's food. Then a couple of others in the group agreed, and we all went. I turned my body towards the restaurant to go, but then I looked down the road to the roundabout, which was in the center of the city, if you remember, and saw a column of smoke or cloud coming down towards the center of the city. And it hit with a big explosion. The wave of shock and debris went out, and I knew that the people engulfed in it were obliterated. I thought to myself, I hope it doesn't reach out here where I am. At first, I thought it was a nuclear bomb going off, but the shockwave and destruction was very small compared to a nuclear bomb, which made me think of an asteroid hitting. Or I wonder if this could be the DEW weapon that they have in space. I don't know that, but it can make an awfully big explosion, just like it's making over there from smaller weapons that are mounted on airplanes when they are burning up houses in California. And if you don't know about that, just go on the web and do a search. You'll find out it's happening, and there's proof of it, lots of it. And then they did this last year, you know, for that Agenda 21. They want to steal the people's property, kill them, and steal their property. But people, when you're hit with this, you don't escape it. If you're in the house, you just die there. And if you're in a car, you just die there. Generally speaking, they don't escape. So anyway, this could be a directed energy weapon, a DEW weapon. Not saying for sure. Then I knew in my spirit that the remaining people in the city were very angry and thought that the Americans did this to them. Well, the people that are using it against people right now is the deep state. So, they're big on false flags, and they've tried it before, and they've tried very hard to cause a war between Russia and the United States, but so far, Putin and Trump have outsmarted them. I turned and looked down the opposite way from the city, and there was a foxhole with two American military men in it. Hiding underground, right? A false flag by the deep state. That's what I think. One was of higher rank than the other. Then the Russians started shooting at the two Americans in the foxhole. And all of a sudden, bullets and bombs started flying in both directions. The Russians weren't only aiming for the Americans in the foxhole, but even further beyond that. In other words, America too, probably. And as I looked up from the scene of the two Americans in the foxhole and looked beyond them, I could see land of distant countries being shot at by the Russians, and they were shooting back. Sounds more like a world war, you know. This appears to be what has happened before, a false flag by the deep state to start a war between Russia and the West. And this is the elite attempting to make money for the war because Trump has been drying up their income. And also to distract from their dirty deeds and their theft of the elections, right? And the fact that they might go to Gitmo. So I've said all along that they're not going to take this lion down, and they aren't. They're going to fight. Then I continued on into the restaurant, but took one look towards the city to see the destruction, but there was no destruction. And then I realized I must have just seen a vision of something to come. Well, okay. Let's pray this down, saints. Let's pray it down. And, you know, obviously the Lord will overrule us if we're missing something here. And if you receive something, just let us know. But let's just pray it down. Take your authority. Send forth the angels. Bring it down. And this has happened. I mean, this has happened. We've sent forth the angels to divide the enemy. He has divided them. We sent forth the angels to stop the Satanists. He has stopped them. We sent forth the angels to reveal the cheating. They have done this. Everything we've sent the angels forth to do, because the Lord gave us dreams and visions of angels. They have visited us in our meetings, and we see them going forth to go and do as we speak things. And, of course, that's what they do. They're ministering spirits sent forth to do service to them that are heirs of salvation. And had dreams about quite a few angels, you know, who were just waiting for our words to go forth and fight. So it's the same with you. So fight. I asked the Lord for the overall dream and received Nahum 1, 6 through 8. Who can stand before his indignation? See, everybody thinks the enemy is the enemy, but the thing is, God is in control. He's sovereign over all things. A man can receive nothing except it come from heaven. What we have to do is please him. If you can please him, he'll make your enemies to be at peace. They won't be able to attack you. And who can abide in the fierceness of his anger? His wrath is poured out like fire, and the rocks are broken asunder by him. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble. He knoweth them that take refuge in him. But with an overrunning flood, he will make a full end of her place and will pursue his enemies into darkness. Yes. By and large, there's nothing that can be done against a Christian. Even if they die, they go to heaven, and that ain't bad. So if you just look at it that way, Paul was ready to go. He didn't consider this treasure to be this place, you know. He was ready to go. He knew it was a wonderful place, a place of peace and serenity and safety. So it will happen. Well, interestingly enough, Sue Farah received by faith at random this parable that we believe is about a civil war in the United States, and received it on 11/11/18, which could very well be when the big stuff started. I mean, when the threat of Gitmo and the other places like it was put out there publicly, it, of course, made these people begin to fight. And the full story is in chapters 19 through 21 in Judges. But Sue received the portion which was about conquering the perverse left wing, I believe. And this is at least the second time recently that we have received this same story. And it's a story of the tribe of Benjamin, who in effect defended perversion in the form of a gang raping a defenseless woman in their midst, much like the, let's look at the parallel here. I mean, we're looking at a parable, so we need to look at the parallel here. Much like the satanic deep state and their radical Muslim allies are known for doing to men, women, children. Guess where the devil is? Yeah. The Democratic Party has defended and taken part in this, just like Benjamin did. And factioned against Israel. Benjamin factioned against Israel. They defended this perversion. And so they factioned against Israel. They didn't listen to the princes of Israel, the tribes of Israel. They didn't listen. They defended the perverts, which is exactly what the Democratic Party is doing now. And, of course, Benjamin and the Democratic Party stood against the majority because they didn't believe in democracy and brought destruction to themselves. The right wing had a setback, but ultimately ended up wiping out Benjamin. And I'm going to read the text that Sue got, Judges 20, 43 through 46. They enclosed the Benjamites round about and chased them and trod them down at their resting place as far as over against Gibeah towards the sun rising. And there fell of Benjamin 18,000 men. All these were men of valor. And they turned and fled towards the wilderness unto the rock of Rimmon. And they gleaned of them in the highways 5,000 men, and followed hard after them unto Gidom, and smote of them 2,000 men. So that all who fell that day of Benjamin were 25,000 men that drew the sword, and all these were men of valor. So all Israel, by the way, set an ambush in this larger context of this thing. They set an ambush for Benjamin, the tribe of Benjamin. And it reminds you of the ambush that the Trumpites have done to the perverse left wing. And watching them, collecting evidence of them, of their cheating and stealing and raping, while gathering proof for the tribunals. And Benjamin was taken down to 600 men. I mean, they were almost wiped out. They were almost totally extinguished as a tribe. So if you look at the parallel here, it looks like we're going to win this battle against the deep state. And they will ultimately be taken down, but not before they bring some destruction to apostate Christianity. Okay? I believe the war has begun. I don't know if any of you have been watching this burning up of houses in California. It was just like last year. If you remember last year, we received a revelation that there was a certain building that was being used to focus their DEW weapon or their lasers on whatever they were going to shoot at. And the Lord showed us to destroy that building, which we did. And that brought an end to that. Well, now they're doing the same thing again. If you watch the videos, you see pictures of the laser beams, blue laser beams being shot out of the sky, pictures of the planes with this plexiglass globe on the front of it where it focuses the laser beam down, probably by GPS, at houses. It's very interesting that they're not taking out the buildings. They're taking out the housing. They obviously want to use the buildings, so they're not taking them out, but they're taking out the housing. And when they shoot that at a house, it explodes right in the middle of it, and it's so hot, it kills everything in there. It melts the steel. It melts the glass, which takes about 2,600 degrees, far above any forest fire. And it melts the aluminum wheels on the cars to puddles. It disintegrates totally the rubber. There's no rubber to be seen. It's so hot. No forest fire can do this. And there was no forest fire. Because when you look at the pictures, there's trees all the way around these places. The trees weren't taken out. The houses were taken out. The people were killed there. Lots of them. So these criminals are using their military weapons to empty that land of people. Now, if you do a study, for instance, of Agenda 21, what they plan to do is to rid that whole area which they have mapped out and which is exactly where they're shooting these weapons of people, because they want to steal the land and go in there and build what they think is sustainable properties for many, many more people. So they're basically killing right-wing people. Most of those people on that side of the state are. And so they're killing two birds with one stone. And also they can claim a catastrophe and get back some of the money that they're in the hole about. So there's all kinds of reasons for them to do this, and they've come up with really stupid reasons what's happening there. A volcano did it. Campfire did it. However, there's no path of fire leading up to the houses. Whatever hit the houses came out of heaven. And it didn't leave anything. These things don't leave anything. Like a forest fire does. I mean, it's going to leave the metal. It's going to leave the glass. It's going to leave a lot of things. But this is not leaving anything. This is no forest fire. It is a lie. And, you know, the mainstream propaganda media is talking about what an unusual forest fire. It's not a forest fire. And I'm going to put some links here that you can look at to prove that to you. Also, the Agenda 21 teaching about what's going on there. And also, there's a link there that of their plan to burn California by DEW weapons. It was discovered. Very interesting. So these people don't care. This is not anybody that you want to rule over you. Because if they decide to kill you, they will just kill you because of their selfish ambition. These are demon-possessed people. They've been involved in Satanism. They've been involved in Islam, radical Islam. They don't have any respect for life whatsoever. So, anyway, here's another dream about American Civil War coming. Marilyn Clink. And this was back in 72809. She said, in the dream, a godly sister in Christ and I were at some train tracks watching young men board the trains. The young men were dressed in American Civil War uniforms and going off to war. So it's a civil war, right? The sister and I implored them not to go, telling them that this war would not be good and that the brothers would end up fighting brothers. No one would heed our tearful pleas. They just kept boarding the trains. I noticed that in addition to each soldier carrying a rifle, they also had a small pack or tray of seedling vegetables, like you plant in your garden in the spring. I understood the part of the dream about civil war coming, but was puzzled over the seedling vegetable plants. And I felt that somehow the plants represented in some way that the disruption of food or crops because of the civil war. But after praying, I also thought that they might indicate that the war would start in the spring. Perhaps this dream has some relevance to the events we are coming to pass now. Well, you know, the covert war is on. It is happening. They are rounding people up, and the party of the people that are rounded up are doing shooting back. You know, they're killing people. The part of the overt war could start in the spring, I don't know, or before, but we'll see. Anyway, here's another one, Civil War in the United States. Kenneth Atnip Sr., that was 12-18-2010. He said, my 16-year-old daughter, Mary Ann, had a dream a few days ago. She dreamed of civil war against the current government. The scene was very chaotic, and those in rebellion to the government were going house to house, forcing any and all men to join with them. And many of us Christians were in hiding, not willing to join in a rebellion against the government. So, the right-wing people, too, can be against the Christians. So, as we've seen, she awoke in the middle of the night with a strong taste of blood in her mouth. And her 13-year-old sister, Amy, woke up as well and immediately asked her what was wrong. The 16-year-old said that she had the taste of blood in her mouth, to which the 13-year-old asked, were you dreaming about war? Somehow she knew that she was dreaming of war. Last November, my 3-year-old son, Jeremiah, slept with mom and dad. He awoke at 5:30 a.m. yelling, war is coming. People are dying. People are crying to God. He has no idea what these things are. It woke me out of a dead sleep, and I sat up and looked at him, and he was wide awake and started telling of hearing a noise, pop, pop, pop. He kept repeating. All day he kept talking about big balloons coming. In other words, they pop, right? And looking out the window, he said, maybe they won't come. Maybe they will pop. Well, I think this just means that this will be a shooting war. Yes. Well, Father, we ask that you give us wisdom, that all the brethren out there receive wisdom and direction from you through dreams and visions and words from you, from the Scripture, words of knowledge, words of wisdom, prophetic utterances, whatever. Any way that you would speak, Lord, we ask that you give direction to your people to fight this war. We would like to miss out on as much of it as we can. And we would like it to be for the use of getting rid of the wicked. You know, you've told us, Lord, what started this thing out, Proverbs 2 and 22, 21 and 22, it says, for the upright shall dwell in the land, and the perfect shall remain in it. Mm-hmm. But the wicked shall be cut off from the land, and the treacherous shall be rooted out of it. Lord, let it be so. Let it be so. You've told us, Lord, that you're angry with apostate Christianity, and especially the leadership that keeps your people in Babylonish bondage. And that you're going to bring them under judgment. Well, Lord, they're part of the wicked, but also this very, very left-wing bunch of communists and Satanists are very wicked. And Lord, will we come against all this in your name? We ask, Lord, your word be fulfilled. But the wicked shall be cut off from the land, and the treacherous shall be rooted out of it. Lord, we ask that many people turn to you because of a fear of the Lord. And that I know, Lord, that those that are purists as Christians are not going to fight with weapons against anybody in this war except the weapons of our warfare, which are faith and speaking and exercising authority. That's our way to win this war. And of course, those that take the sword will die by the sword. Your word cannot be broken. And we thank you for these exhortations, Lord, and this wisdom concerning what you're doing in the midst of this. We don't want to get in your way. We want to do everything to agree with you and to bring about deliverance of your people that are in bondage. Thank you, Father, for your kindness to us. We thank you for prospering us in this battle as you have. We've grown greatly in this battle. Hearing from you and exercising authority. And we thank you for delivering us from evil, Father. And Lord, we pray your people will understand Psalm 91, that there is a secret place of the Most High, much like Ken spoke about. Yes, we have a secret place of the Most High. We must abide in that by faith and repentance. And Lord, thank you that Jesus made this opportunity to deliver us from evil and to give us his protection of Psalm 91. Thank you that we have a Passover lamb who's already been sacrificed in 1 Corinthians 5. And if we will eat the lamb, which is the word of God, we will know of the teaching. We will know how to cooperate with you in this battle, and we can win, and we can defend our houses, etc. Lord, thank you for moving mightily on the behalf of your people, in Jesus' name. Friends, please pray without ceasing, you know, wherever you are. When you have a moment, pray. Pray as you're working, pray, you know. Exercise authority as the Lord brings things to your mind. And let's bring down this evil bunch of people that are basically communists and Satanists and live after the lusts of their flesh. Thank you so much, Father, in the name of Jesus. All right, saints, God bless you. Thank you for joining us today and keep us in prayer. And if you get a revelation from God concerning these things, we'll send it in to the website. We'll look it over. We gain wisdom that way. So thank you so much, Father, for giving all of your people the gifts, pouring out your spirit among them and giving them gifts and discernments of these things. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Good night, saints. God bless you. And we pray for Michael. Lord, we ask you to pour out your spirit upon Michael and give an anointed word for the brethren. And thank you so much for opening eyes and ears. In Jesus' name, amen.